Will you please state your name?
Rob Reed.
How old are you?
45.
And what is your profession?
I'm a Master Chief in the United States Navy.
What is it about bookstores that attracts your attention?
I like the variety of subject matter. I can go in, I can just browse, whatever field, whatever topic I feel like doing. It's a great way to kill time, but also kind of inquire and about things and places I want to go.
Cool. How many different bookstores would you say you've been to, given that you have traveled across the country many times?
Different ones, probably.
If you could guesstimate a number.
I went from 10 to 15.
Throughout the country?
Throughout the country, yeah.
Okay. Does there seem to be different themes or focuses within certain bookstores in different parts of the country?
Oh, yeah. Depending on where you are and what the city is, I've been in some places that are very pro-military will have a very huge history section. On vice versa, if they're not big pro-military cities, then you won't see a very big history section. If you do, it'll be very stock stuff that they have to cover, but not some the good in the weed stuff. You'll also see a very widespread cultural, it goes back to the same different thing. I use an example. If I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina, I would go in a bookstore there and had an incredibly huge history section. But when you go to look at social sciences, something not as big. You go to some place like I was in Las Vegas one time, and I went there and it had everything. Just huge amounts of every topic you could think of, every subject. But the history section was very diverse. It wasn't one particular field. But then some of the other ones where you did, you talk about sociology, you talk about economics, you talk about politics, you talk about art, just huge subject matter. Not to mention they had a wide array of used versus new books. And then they always have books on sale, huge swath of that. So, and I've gone to some that are just very small and they focus on just their particular area of that, like Coronado in California. They have a great bookstore there that has a lot of stuff on the Navy, and it has a lot of stuff on Coronado and the history of Coronado, but not much beyond that. So those are the ones that are interesting, but they're not as good as some of the bigger ones when you go to different parts of the country.
Where do you think is the most significant bookstore that you've been to? What would you say, of all the bookstores you've been to in the United States, which one do you think had the most significant impact on you and others, I guess, as someone in the Navy, as just a regular consumer? Which one spoke to you the most?
Well, Barnes & Noble, and Borders and all those have taken over. So the small mom-and-pop ones are very hard to come by, but there is one in Coronado that's a very small one. It's real nice. It's set up right in the smack of the Coronado. It has a really great section on the Navy and specific people in the Navy, and then it has another diverse section about the history of Coronado, but then it branches off into other areas too. So it's really weird because they have a really great magazine section, but then they have a really good book section, and a lot of the stuff ties into the type of lifestyle you would see in California, so which applies kind of toward me and what I like to do, a lot of outdoor stuff, a lot of outdoor magazines, a lot of outdoor, whatever, it's surfing or hunting and fishing. There's a lot of backpacking stuff, and then obviously there's the Navy side of it where they have a great section on Special Forces there, which is really nice. So that bookstore, and there was another bookstore that's down in Fayetteville, North Carolina, was another big one. And they have a lot, just a crazy, crazy good history section. So every time I try to go down there, I try to hit that bookstore and get in there and look around and see what they have. Because they definitely have books that you're never going to see outside of that area because of its concentration with the Army. So there's a lot of good leadership books in there that you wouldn't, or in history books you wouldn't necessarily see on the general genre of like the Barnes & Nobles and scattered throughout the country.
What is your favorite genre of book? History, I take it?
History, yeah. I like history. I like politics. And then I obviously I roll into sports a little bit. So between the politics, history, and then sports seem to be my favorite.
Have you ever been into a bookstore that did not have any of those genres? That lacked in the history department, that lacked in the sports, in the political? Why do you think that was? Based on where it was located.
Based on where it was located and based on the people that were there. I mean, you could sit here and say, I go into a bookstore in an airport and they have just certain hits that they're trying to cater to a clientele, more business and more leadership and more self-help and some religious, but very, very little history section. More, you might see some more on politics or society. And because of that, you as you bounce around, now they're very, very small when you go in there. They don't have a wide range. They don't have to subscribe to the common across the board. Like most bookstores, a lot of bigger bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Wooden Borders was there, and some other ones. They always have they have the standard books you can almost always find in those bookstores. But some of these other very, real, real small ones, you're not going to find that because they're not going to go buy out and buy 10,000 books. They're going to buy just onesies, twosies they never going to sell. So there's where you can go in and find some really, really good stuff there that you want, but it's also not going to have a wide genre in any other area too. So
given that you're only 45, but given your consistency with attending so many bookstores, how have you seen them grow and evolve over the last couple of decades? Not necessarily small bookstores versus commercial Barnes & Noble, just bookstores in general.
Well, I mean, bookstores have changed in the sense that they went from the mom and pop where it wasn't very cool to be at a bookstore, it wasn't only nerds and dorks, it was almost library-ish, to bookstores mm-hmm. where you go to where they're very inviting. They almost all of them have a coffee shop or some kind of something to draw you in and keep you there. And then when you're there, the subject way the books are arranged and the categories are arranged, you used to see before they didn't have a lot of covers. Now the covers are very colorful. There's a lot of illustration sometimes in these books. Sometimes they're grouped together where once you start on one, you can kind of, it feeds the other. Like whatever, let's say you're in a politics, conservative versus liberal or something like that. And you'll see a bunch of books in that genre, then it shifts over to another genre, but still in the politics. But there's a bunch of, they're jumping out of you. One of my favorite things to do is go over to the business section and look and try to find leadership and management books. And before it was very stale, very unexciting, uninviting, but now you go in there and it's just books just jumping off the shelf at you. But they're not so much focused on the standard blurbs of leadership, but they're talking about happiness and job satisfaction and how to deal with very difficult leaders. You didn't used to see that when I used to go in a long time ago. You just would go in and there it was, and then now you would go in and just kind of standard stuff, and now you start seeing more when people start kind of getting into the weeds of at least in business management and leadership, you see them getting in the weeds of how to make stuff better across the board. And when people look at happiness, they look at socioeconomic, they look at life development at work, as opposed to just going there and punching a clock, but making it something beyond what you want it to be. Making your job beyond what you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? Not just something you go in. It's not something you do, but something who you are. That's what I'm saying.
Have you noticed any significant differences in bookstores in the United States versus bookstores overseas? It could be how they're set up, what kind of books they offer, the atmosphere in general. Would you say there's a difference?
Yeah, I would. I was in a bookstore in Istanbul, Turkey, and it had a lot of fiction, a lot of fiction up front, a lot of heavy-duty common fiction. And then as you kind of got deeper into it, that's when you started finding more of the books with substance and soul books that you would necessarily, you know, more stuff on management and history and politics. But up front, you find a lot of fiction, a lot of things that jump off the shelf, a lot of books about today's social ills and wills that they want you to kind of, you know, something you want to enter. It's more entertainment up front, and as you go deeper into the bookstore, then you start to see the more comic books, and then you have the magazines in the back where some of the books I went to, I was at a bookstore in Germany, you walk in, and right off the bat, it's magazines. I mean, just boom, magazine, magazine, magazine. And then as you go back further, there you find immediately some topics that are normal topics you would see in any bookstore, and then you have to go further back, and then you find the ones that are pertinent to Germany, about the local area that you're in. So sometimes they have those up front, but then those cases you found them in very far back.
And you don't see that in bookstores in the United States.
Not the smaller ones. The smaller ones are going to try to drag you in there. They're going to try to capture your eye with, when you walk in, what's the first thing you do? You're going to go to periodicals. You're going to start looking at magazines. And then as you kind of go through the magazines, then you see a lot of big illustrated books. And then it kind of keeps now some more of the standard ones that are the top 25 bestsellers. And then maybe some business management. And then you start kind of going into the social economic books, and then there's a history section which is decent, but almost always if you go in, you'll have on the right in America you'll see periodicals, and then you'll start seeing some kind of notebooks and illustration books on the left, and then you have kind of in the centers where you start seeing your books, or you go all the way in the back wall in America is where you see it all. And sometimes when you go in other bookstores overseas, you won't even see me at magazines until you go deep into the store, where you're like, where do they even have magazines? And then when you finally find them, you're like, okay, and it's an obscure area. So, because they want you to buy the books up front, they don't necessarily like the magazines.
Okay. What do you think is the advantages and or disadvantages of these smaller bookstores like you're talking about versus the big commercial ones such as Barnes & Noble?
The smaller books you're going to get, you know, depending on where you are in the world or in the United States, you're going to find subjects that you would not find anywhere else, for whatever it is. You know, if you're, let's say, one time I was in Nevada, and I was in a bookstore where we were outside Fallon, Nevada, and they had all kinds of books on what was going on in the desert. You know, books about authors and people who grew up, lived, that was their passion, the desert, the wildlife, the hunting, the fishing. You're not going to see, you know, people who desert dwellers, for lack of a better term, but people who had lived there. You're not going to find that in any other bookstore when you go around. Sitting, you know, like Coronado, you found stuff that was just about Coronado and the history of Coronado. So if you really, really want to dig down into the history, or you dig down into politics, or dig down into what is around in that area, you go to those mom and pop ones, and that's where you're going to find that. You go to the big commercial ones, they're just going to have some maps and some illustrations, but nothing but these local authors that really make it worth your while. So if you're going to be there working, you're going to be there doing stuff, you can find a lot of books about stuff that's going to help you out if you're doing something, if you're working there, or if you're passing through, or so on and so forth.
So if you had the choice to go to one of these mom-pop bookstores versus to go spend some time in Barnes & Noble, which do you think you would enjoy more?
I see them both as equal, just because the mom and pop bookstores are really nice sometimes, but you go in there and it looks really cool, but the owner, the people that, you know, they might be into the classics, and they have a bookstore to kind of to show off some of their literary knowledge and what they feel people should be reading. You go to Barnes & Noble, and you can almost be guaranteed you're going to get a wide spectrum of what you want, a general spectrum of what you want, and at that point you can kind of drill down. So if I'm just trying to kill some time, I love the Barnes & Nobles and stuff like that. If I really want to dig into a subject that I'm really trying to, about an area or a specific place, I'll go into that one and spend a lot of time. You know, Coronado's that one example where you can go in there and learn all kinds of stuff about Southern California, Coronado, and the upcoming of all the different buildings near the Hotel del Coronado. So if you're really interested in that, you can. If you're not, then it becomes, you know, kind of a waste of time where they don't have the generic stuff.
Okay, one last question. What do you think is the most significant role that bookstores play in the U.S.? If any. Would you say America depends on bookstores a certain amount? Would you say America would be fine without bookstores?
How significant? I don't think America would be fine without bookstores. I think there is something to be said for having bookstores. But you notice a lot of bookstores before, when I was growing up, they were books. Now, a lot of them, they're pitching the periodicals, they're pitching the magazines. And people come in and load up on those magazines. You go to any bookstore now, and a good section of their books, or their good section of the store is set up just for magazines. So, that'd be a tough hit if you took away that kind of opportunity to go ahead and just grab magazines and pull them off the shelves and do what you wanted to. And having it at a drugstore or something like that, it doesn't have the same kind of flavor to it. I think it would hurt it.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. It was a pleasure.
You're very welcome.